You guys also have a copy probably of the Senate map as well that was put out at the Senate. So there are two versions, but today we are discussing the House Committee substitute for House Bill number 193. Our job is also to provide, make sure we have representation of one person, one vote in Congress. I believe that the map that is before you does that. Also, our job is to make sure that all the congressional districts are equal in population. You will see that every single one of these eight districts is equal in population, except for the fifth district, which has one less person, and that is due to, basically couldn't divide that. We needed to have one district that had one more person to make them all equal. So our standard deviation is as close to zero as humanly possible. What also you will recognize is on top of your sheet, it does have the demographic information on the racial makeup and the voting age population of these districts. If you want to take a look at the map, I will not try to explain the map to you since you can see there, but the first district is right there and it's blown up if you want to look back at the different pages that is there. But I believe that this map does meet our constitutional requirement to have eight congressional districts with equal populations. I believe the map was drawn in a fair and a transparent way, and it represents a contiguous and a compactness as much as we possibly could get, while also taking into consideration the population shifts that happened across the state and the loss of a seat and finding the population that is there. The only other thing that I will probably add before I do that, because you guys have information which you can review, is the only thing that I will make clear is if you make one change to one area in this process, then it throws off the entire whole map. Because obviously if you make a change of 10 people, then you have to go and you have to change another congressional district to find those 10 people. So even the tiniest change causes a ripple effect across the whole entire map, and that is why it is such a difficult process. And I wanted to thank all those on the committee for their input, all those people that came and discussed their viewpoints at our public hearings that we had around the state. And at that point, Mr. President, I guess I will just open it up for questions or comments.
The senator from the second has moved that House Bill 193 be read third time and finally passed. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Lawrence, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. To briefly inquire of the senator from the second, the senior senator from St. Charles, Missouri.
I yield, Mr. President.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I just have a couple of questions for you to educate the body as to a couple of distinctions between this map and the Senate committee map, and before we get to those questions, I want to commend you for the incredible amount of work that you have put into this effort. I know it's been long, tedious, frustrating, and you have tried to do the right thing for all the people of the state throughout this, and I appreciate that. I've not heard you voice any agenda other than trying to come to a fair map for everybody. So thank you for that.
You're a great American.
And I did vote against this map in committee. I supported the Senate version in committee and would anticipate if we have an opportunity to have the Senate map on the floor, I would support that map on the floor. I do have some concerns with this House version. And just for the benefit of the body, I would just like to point out some distinctions. I have two congressionals that come into my senatorial district, so I would like to talk about some differences with that, and then just sort of a general area of concern that I have that you have been conscientious in having in mind as you worked on the map that the Senate put together. But can you tell me, in the 7th and the 8th, the differences between the House and Senate versions?
Okay. If you look down, the most visible difference is the county of Polk. In the House Committee substitute, they have split the county of Polk, and they have went over and grabbed the county of Douglas and Ozark, whereas in the Senate committee version, and I believe they do not include Dade. In the Senate committee version, Dade is included in the 7th, all of Polk, and a portion of Webster, but it does not go over into Douglas and Ozark.
Thank you. And the 8th?
And in the 8th. All right. Let me get this. All right. In the 8th, basically the main big difference is going to be Jefferson County. In Jefferson County, the 8th has, I believe, 103,000 people in the 8th. In the Senate committee version, in the 8th, the line is the 3rd senatorial district line, which represents 42,008 people in the 8th from Jefferson County. I'm trying to find the Senate committee map. I believe there's some other things here as well. Bear with me. I got so much information in front of me. Just trying to find it. It's here somewhere. Well, maybe it's not. Then let's look at the numbers here. And let's see, you're talking about the 8th. The 8th. Ah, there it is. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay, also in the differences is when you go over into the county of Wright, in the House map, that is in the 4th congressional. And in the Senate committee substitute, it is in the 8th. Obviously, I already mentioned Douglas and Ozark are in the 8th. A portion of Webster is in the 8th. And in the Polk, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Webster is not cut between the 7th and the 8th. There's a portion of Dallas County that grabs 490 people. And that's where the county split is, in Dallas County. Not in Webster.
Okay.
If you take a look up into Phelps, Texas, yeah. So Wright would be the only other one that is different.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no
Appreciate
problem.
Your inquiry.
No problem.
Mr. President,
Senator from Lawrence.
May I inquire the senator from Polk, please?
The senator from Polk. Senator from Polk, the senator from Lawrence has asked for an inquiry. Do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I know you've been busy this morning. I appreciate you being willing to have a conversation with me. You live in Polk County.
I do.
Correct. And obviously represent Polk County in the Missouri Senate. And up to when the new map will be adopted, Polk is a divided county by congressional district.
Correct.
Do you believe you have any sense of what your constituents would like to see happen with Polk County and the new district lines?
I don't think there's any question at home the way people feel about this issue. You know, any time, and I don't know how many counties have been in that position where your counties have been split, but unfortunately that's not always the best circumstances if you can avoid that. And for example, in Polk County, you take Bowler, which is the county seat and the main hub of the vote. That's where most everybody lives, around that county seat. So if you take that portion, that main portion of people, and you put them in the 7th, which is currently is, all the people in the outlying areas are pretty well left out to defend for themselves. There's just not enough population, not enough votes, so they're kind of left out. And unfortunately, that's been that way for many years, but there's no question, I think, my senatorial district or Polk County as a whole either needs to be one or the other. It either needs to be in the 7th as a whole, or it needs to be in the 4th, and I think the majority of my constituents would agree with that.
Well, I would assume, and this is, you know, casting no aspersions on either current or former members of Congress who represent either part of the 4th, but I would imagine with any county that's divided, the citizens feel like they're going to have more of an impact in advocating to their legislative or congressional delegate if they have the entire county and that entire block of voters in one district.
Yeah, and I think you go from one extreme to another. If you happen to be fortunate enough to be in there where the large majority is, well, okay. But if you're not, you're just in nowhere land, and you don't get much representation either way.
Have you looked at the Senate map, the Senate version of the map that was passed out of the redistricting committee in the Senate a couple of weeks ago?
Correct.
And are you aware that it had all of Polk in one county or in one congressional district?
I am.
And would you be happier with the Senate version of the map?
Yeah, there's no question that myself and I believe my constituents at home would like the Senate version as an entire county in that district.
Okay. Well, I am not going to ask what your vote on this would be, but I did want to know your preference as between the two maps. And I appreciate you being willing to discuss this and articulate your reasons for having one preference or another.
And I would be a strong advocate of trying to keep Polk County together and the Senate, as the senatorial map has it drawn.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from Lawrence.
May I inquire of the Senator from Jefferson?
Senator from Jefferson, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator.
Good morning.
I appreciate that last discussion. I come from the 3rd congressional district right now. It's wholly in Jefferson County. Both maps that I've seen, you asked the senator from Polk which map is he happier with. I don't like either one of them. And the reason why is both of them split my county, the 6th biggest county in the state, up into 3 congressional districts. I'll be represented by the Boot Heel, where I live. The people in Arnold are going to be represented by Congressman Aiken, and the people in the middle of the county are going to be represented by a congressman from Miller County. I mean, that if there's one district in all of these maps that is the most detrimental, it's in Jefferson County.
Well, and I appreciate what frustration you would have with that. I mean,
And I spent a lot of time with the senator from the 2nd. We sat down, and the job that he has is not an easy one. I was here during the last redistricting, and basically the Congress people wrote the maps. When we lose a seat, everything's thrown out. You got to start from scratch. I understand the difficulty that he had, but when you take 20,000 people out of the biggest city in our county, Arnold, they have over 20,000 people, and you just separate them out and put them in another district, put the bottom half down in the Boot Heel and the other half over at the Lake of the Ozarks. I don't know how I can support either one of these, but I know I can't stop it.
Ideologically, sort of philosophically, let's talk about that Boot Heel district, because it comes into my senatorial.
The which one?
The 8th, down in
yeah.
the Boot Heel. It seems if you look at where the voters there vote on issue questions, they're fairly consistent within the current boundaries. I would have, I think one of the things that we need to work for, and I know that the chairman over here has worked very hard to help this happen.
This is no reflection on him.
Yeah, he has a daunting challenge, and he's been very conscientious in trying to meet that challenge. And certainly, nothing I say is a criticism of his efforts. But there are goals, and right, this is not his map. But there are goals that I think we need to have in mind, one of which is when you have sort of blocks around the state, demographic or whatever, that
right.
sort of share
common interests,
a common philosophy.
Yep.
I think it's good to give voice to that philosophy where possible, so that our elected representatives truly are reflective and representative of those ideologies around the state of Missouri. And we are a diverse state as far as philosophy, and it's somewhat geographically.
I agree.
So you live in Jefferson County. How would
you... really the Senate district between me and the senator from the 3rd, which more reflects the Senate bill, Senator from St. Francis.
Right.
More reflective in the Senate version makes more sense than this House map does. But in both of them, they still take out a portion of Arnold, which doesn't make sense to me. 20,000 votes that have a lot more in common with
the city of St. Louis than it does the Lake of the Ozarks.
Well, if you look at, and you may or may not have recall on this, and I know you're on the House floor without materials at your disposal to answer this question, but if you know off the top of your head, on issue questions, whether it's, you know, Prop B or whatever the question is, does Jefferson County and that territory typically vote consistent with the remainder of the 8th, that rural agricultural area?
I have one of those districts that is pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-labor, which is an interesting dynamic. On the puppy mill bill, my county voted overwhelmingly 70% to approve Prop B.
Which would not be consistent with the remainder of the 8th.
Correct. The 10 years ago, the other Prop B, the conceal and carry, it voted 80% in favor of that Prop B, which would be consistent with the rest of the 8th. On issues dealing with labor, they would vote with the St. Louis region and probably a higher percentage, which would dramatically differ from the rest of that congressional district.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, may I inquire of the Senator from the 3rd.
Senator from the 3rd. Senator from the 3rd. I don't see the senator from the 3rd here. Senator from St. Francois County, do you yield to an inquiry?
I yield. I don't know who's inquiring, but I yield to
it's
them.
It's the senator from Lawrence. Do you still yield?
I still yield.
He does. Proceed.
Yes.
Thank you. That almost would have hurt my feelings had the answer been different. I've had the pleasure of serving on the committee, the redistricting committee in the Senate. I voted for the map that was drafted by the Senate committee and put out. In committee, I did not vote for the House-propagated map. I have some concerns with it, and I've discussed some of those concerns with some of the members of this body, and I will not ask you how you would plan to vote on it, but I would like to get some sense, if you're willing to share it, of your preference as between the House version and the Senate version.
Okay.
And I look at the 8th, which is where you reside and where your Senate district is located,
yes.
Correct? It appears that, you know, there's a big chunk of Jefferson County being brought in to the 8th.
Yes.
And, you know, my conversation with the senator from Jefferson was sort of centered on the fact that I think it's important where we can address population and everything else to also keep in mind that where we can have demographic and ideological consistency within the district, that allows us to have a successful, meaningful representation in Congress if there can be a voice in Congress for each of those ideological constituencies. It would seem to me, and the senator from Jefferson seems to agree, if I could just paraphrase what he said earlier, that there is some ideological inconsistency, especially if you look at initiative questions that have been on the ballot between the bulk of the 8th, which is agricultural, rural territory, and Jefferson County, which is more suburban or metropolitan. And if you look at how they have voted on ballot questions, they're at odds.
I'm very familiar with Jefferson County. I'm very familiar with the senator from Jefferson's part of it. I was born and raised there. I represent the bottom half of Jefferson County, and I would tell you that it concerns me a little. We're breaking it up, but what concerns me more than anything else, I got to preface that here, is to let the courts decide this issue. I don't like the fact that there's three people possibly representing Jefferson County, but far as the continuity, I can tell you, once you get above Herkey, the old-timers are no longer there. You've got Festus Crystal and Herkey, and then Hillsborough, DeSoto, and the western side that philosophically are very similar to Farmington, St. Genevieve, and those areas. Once you get to Imperial, the average person in Imperial's life expectancy there is about 10 years because they move out of St. Louis County. They moved in one of the new subdivisions. They are from St. Louis County primarily. Arnold is a different animal. Arnold didn't even realize they were part of Jefferson County, I think, until a few years ago, because the capital of Jefferson County is where? Hillsborough, everything south, all your elected officials are from where? Southern Jefferson County, even though that's not half the population. Because the people from Arnold, from the Fenton area of Jefferson County, that area in there, down to Imperial, consider themselves, if you ask them where you're from, they'll say St. Louis. When I went to school at Southwest Missouri, if you ask somebody that went to Windsor or Arnold, where are you from? St. Louis. You ask somebody from Festus where they're from, I'm from Festus. I'm from DeSoto. I'm from Hillsboro. I'm from Herky. They have a philosophical difference. They are from more of the South. So that's so kind of where the now.
Where, if I understand the geography correctly, then the Senate map would sort of dovetail to that geographic distinction. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I don't really have a problem. I disagree with the senator from Cape who really feels that that would be an injustice. I've talked to Congresswoman Emerson. She doesn't have a problem with it. I would prefer us maybe to have, I don't care between the House and the Senate. My big objective is not to send it to the courts.
I
believe if the House can't get 109 votes to override, the reality is it will be sent to the courts, and then we don't know what's going to happen there. But I think that Jefferson, whether we stop it at Festus, below Festus where I stop, or if we go up to Herky, once we get into Imperial and those areas, then you've lost. Which is
the House map. And Senator, I absolutely am unwilling for the courts to draw the map. I believe that it is our responsibility in the legislature to do this, and I know that we've got folks who have worked very hard to accomplish the drawing of a good map.
Now,
and
politically, it'd be better because those people that came from St. Louis County vote more Republican, Imperial in those areas. So if we're going to do it just for political reasons, to help Joanne Emerson, we probably ought to put Imperial in those areas in.
Well,
in reality, Herky and the old-timers, my parents, I didn't even realize there were such things as Republicans when I went to college. I saw my first sign with an elephant when I went to Springfield, and I thought it was the ugliest donkey I've ever seen. I thought donkey meant election.
Were you driving
I didn't
by
realize
the
that because it was a felony to be a Republican in Jefferson County when I was growing up.
Well,
now
it's only
a misdemeanor, but it's starting to become a little bit more acceptable.
Senator, as we drew the maps,
we even have
political
union
party,
Republicans
political
in Jefferson
party
County.
Wasn't one of the factors that we took in, but where you can have representation of a big block on ideology, whether it's whatever the issues, I think that helps a member of Congress to be able to reflect the values of the people consistently. I appreciate your inquiry.
Do you know where the Congressman Emerson's husband lives? St. Louis. And so for her to commute from her house to his house, they have to go up through 55 dissecting Jefferson County. So I don't think it matters what part and whether it's the Senate map or the House map. I think the senators that worked on it have worked hard at it. I don't have as much disagreement. I'm okay with the Senate map as well. I'm not okay with sending it to the judges.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Senator. To my left and to your right, I'd like to introduce Meredith Ziegler to the body, if she would stand up. She's a senior at Jefferson City High School. Meredith is spending 2 days at the state capitol as part of an AP English class and will write a paper on her experiences here. She has spent time with Representative Jeannie Riddle, as well as other members of House leadership, and also with our very own Senator Green. I might also add she's the daughter of Liz Ziegler. Oh, I'm sorry.
Please do not refer to senators by their name. Proceed.
Yes, sir. She's also the daughter of Liz Ziegler, General Counsel at the Ethics Commission. Please help me make Meredith feel welcome. And as a side note, I've known this young lady since she was about a year old, and we're all very proud of her here in Jefferson City.
Great. Meredith, thanks for coming to the Capitol. Let's make her feel welcome to the Senate chamber. Senator from Lawrence.
President, to inquire of the Senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape Girardeau. I do not see him on the floor. Sergeant of Arms, please summons the Senator from Cape Girardeau.
You summon by sending a summons.
Senator from Cape Girardeau, the senator from Lawrence would like an inquiry.
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
I am just probably about to end my conversation on the floor about this.
Sure.
I would like to ask you a couple of questions. Because I know you've been involved in a meeting on another issue, I'll just kind of catch you up on where I am.
Okay.
I was, like you, able to serve on the Senate Redistricting Committee. I was very supportive of the map that the Senate committee drew and passed out of committee. I did not support the House version for a few reasons, which we've discussed on the floor already, and I won't rehash all of that. But I do, within my territory, have two congressionals, the 7th and the 8th.
Okay.
And we've discussed
currently.
My concerns
currently
about what...
Currently you do.
Currently, right.
Currently you do. Yeah.
Right. We've discussed on the floor already with some other colleagues my concerns about what's being done to the 7th, and I appreciate how difficult it is to redraw lines, eliminate a district, and have everybody happy. I think the Senate map did a pretty good job of accomplishing that, although it was not perfect.
Right.
The 8th, though, you are in the 8th. You represent people in the 8th. You live in the 8th. I'd like to ask a question of you, and I don't intend to talk after you and I discuss it. My intent is not to kill this bill, but rather to point out that I would really like for us as senators to have an opportunity on the floor to discuss and vote on the Senate map.
Sure.
Because I think it was a better work product.
Sure.
One of the things that I think we need to be mindful of, and I know our chairman has been in the Senate, is where we have a geographic distribution of folks that are a fairly consistent ideology, whether it's, you know, whatever issue. And I think if you look at how the people of the 8th, which is an agricultural district, vote on initiative questions and compare that to the part of the considerable part of Jefferson that's being brought into the 8th, if you look at how the voters come in on those things, and I'm not talking about partisan politics, but just nonpartisan questions like Proposition B or others,
right,
where it's just sort of a cultural mindset based on where you live, how you live, and what your community is like. On many occasions, those election outcomes are at odds if you compare this part of Jefferson to the remainder of what would be the 8th district. And I think if we can achieve maps that allow each of those geographic ideological distributions of folks to have voice in Congress representing each of those ideologies, then Missouri as a state is more accurately represented. And I just wanted to find out if you... I'm not going to ask how you would vote on either map, but as far as if you'd have a preference between the House map and the Senate map, and if you think there is any inconsistency between that chunk of Jefferson and the rest of the 8th, maybe I'm off, because I don't represent
right.
that end of the 8th. I have
right.
the other end of the 8th.
Right. No, I understand fully where you're at, and I don't mind telling you, I have no intention of letting us come to a vote on the House map. And I'll do everything I can because I think the House map is a wrong direction to go for a variety of reasons. Chief among them is the area that I represent, the 8th Congressional District. I hail from Cape County. Cape County right now is sort of the population hub. But if you pick up 18,000 in St. Jen, which is what the House map calls for, as well as 103,000 of Jefferson County, that shifts fundamentally the dynamic and population epicenter of the congressional district to such a degree that it will no longer be what it always has been. I understand this is a difficult process, and that's why I appreciate being able to work with the Senate chair on this map to have my concerns in the 8th congressional district addressed. I know that there are very legitimate and similar concerns of other senators that are out there. The senator from Saline, I think, has a very potent case for the way both the Senate and the House map are. It is a tough, tough process to lose a congressman. But I can live with the Senate map, can't live with the House map, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate your response. Mr. President.
Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you. To speak briefly on the bill.
Proceed.
Mr. President, I just want to again commend our Senate Committee Chairman, the Senior Senator from the 2nd, for the work that he put into crafting what I think is, in almost all respects, a very good map that was put out of the Senate Committee. And my hope would be that the members of this body would have the opportunity to consider, debate, and vote on that bill before we have to consider this much less acceptable alternative that the House has put out. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President.